Welcome to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Here it is, the Wednesday edition of the podcast.
Oh, thanks, Basil. Brett Kirk was on, of course, coaching at Sydney this week, but part of the biggest moment in AFL history, of course, that Basil is now on the national stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's not the little boy from Hale.
And do you know what? He talked candidly to us about what he was thinking and why he did it and what people had to say about him, which I don't know if he's gone there before.
No, I don't think he has. A little bit of cameo, of course. Yep. We went through Basil's top five moments. Cameo. Mate, we did a parking inside, standing in car parks, all that sort of stuff.
Plenty the greenest.
Of gear there, Sharni.
The greenest.
Green dicks, all that sort of stuff.
Stop saying, oh my lord. Enjoy. Your wife.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's around the grounds.
Indeed, let's come out of the gates strong. Cannington detectives have arrested and charged two people after they uncovered the staggering haul of about $500,000 worth of luxury items.
What are we talking, boats and stuff or bags?
No, mate, we're talking about things like expensive items in the safe, $200,000 stamp collection, pearl necklaces, several watches, $100,000 diamond ring, several gold chains and rings. If you could get away with it, it wouldn't be a bad gig. I'm not recommending it.
Who in the Dickens has got a stamp collection and who's looking for it?
Yes. Do you know what they're called, people who collect stamps?
Yeah.
Philatelists.
Are they?
It sounds dangerous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You got done for philatelating.
There you go. 200,000 worth.
Yeah.
Ooh. Thank you, Michelle. Back to you.
I've got to move on. I've got things to do. I got told I was too long yesterday. You know how we love our podcast. We were just talking about Teacher's Pet that looked through all the true crime and everything.
I still haven't got onto it. I want to get back into it now.
But in just yesterday, a US judge has ordered the release of Adnan Syed after overturning his conviction for the 99 murder of his girlfriend. Now, he's done over two decades.
Yeah, 23 years.
But the serial podcast, they went through it and basically it's loose.
I think I've listened to that.
Yeah, right.
I've done Serial.
There you go.
I certainly think I have.
So he has been released. They've said that the evidence that they pinned him on, including cell towers of where he was, according to his phone, shaky as. And two new suspects in there. So done it again.
Michelle, what more can you tell us?
Heaps, Trace. Give me the music. And through where? Jeez, thanks for getting the uplifting one. Yeah, you're a champion.
This is uplifting.
This is the way you get out of bed.
Oh, no. I'm getting out of bed to this more than I am some of the bloody headbanger stuff we've heard.
Okay. Oh, well, that's nice then.
Mate, you've done good. You're swaying through your house. Just sway. Click sway. Yeah.
Damn. Anyhow,
you know
if you want to. I did not know you had that in you at all. I was talking Corrie here.
Saturday night in Melbourne. Click sway through revolver. Click sway.
Well, Robbie, there we go. Robbie's going to be entertaining us at the AFL Grand Final. Of course, whispers that Kylie will join him.
Right.
Now, let's have our fingers crossed for that.
Are you fingers crossed for that? See, I'm unfingering for that.
That's great.
Give me a standalone.
Kids is a great song.
Just give me Robbie. 18 minutes, I think he's going to do.
This, what's wrong with this?
This is not Kylie. Where's Kylie?
Now, Mark, Kylie's in here.
Comes in summer.
In this song.
She's in there right now. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Anyhow, but he's going to be touring Swan Valley next year. So if you want to go see, it's December 1. So you got plenty of time to think about what you're going to wear, etc. and so forth. But
so
there
it's
you
over
go.
12 months away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, just get good. Ready.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. I want to report.
Woo! Done.
Ken report from home.
Done and dusted.
Ken report from home with Ted's fourth birthday present opening.
Have things been opened?
The Hulk present was a winner.
Yes.
Happy days.
That was first of about 10. And I was saying to Michelle that 10 is little things. He's
10
not getting 10.
Bits and bobs,
And he did not 9 on. 2 to 10 wasn't open. He was that impressed. And then I suggested we put him away till I get home. And,
is he okay?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 got open very
did
quickly.
Did they really?
Yeah. No, the thought of putting it on hold didn't last.
I love it.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Something that grinds Michelle's gears.
Yep.
And I can't explain it any other way. Stems through to my childhood, this hatred of what's going on I'm about to discuss. But it's holding car parks.
Oh.
Holding car parks. All right. First of all, I stumbled across a video yesterday that someone had taken of a random woman in the wild who's holding a car park by standing
in the middle of it,
while her husband's going to arrive any minute.
Where's your car?
Where's my car? I'm
It went on. That argument went on for minutes.
It's a
upon
nice shady
minutes.
One.
Her husband is nowhere near where she's waiting with the car park.
No, but it doesn't matter if even if he is near, even if he's the one car behind.
No,
it's not your car park.
You
get out.
You're not a car. You can't stand in it and have it as your. And you know where the hatred comes from. Mum used to get us out of the car when we were kids and go, just stand in that. Go and stand in that one, and she'd do a full lap because we'd have passed him. I was one of those kids. And then someone would.
You're one of them.
So, no, well, I was just a child. Locker. You can't blame a child.
No, you can.
I was used as a. I was
from
used.
The age of two, you know that's not okay. I mean, if Albie put his hand up and said, I'll do it, Dad, I'd say, mate, you're one, you know better.
You're better than that. I raised you better than that. Yeah. Well, then, all right. Well, then
you're
I was a gutter kid. I was a gutter kid, and I had to go and save Puck.
Gutter trash kid.
Is anyone. It's another talk topic. But does anyone agree with the idea that you can stand in
Blocking.
A park, in a car park, and go, no, drive on, mate. I've got this one.
Outrage.
No one surely believes that's a thing. Mm. I swear to God. 133353. This is my bug to bear. You know what I mean? And you know what?
You.
I'm driving down Rockaby Road in Subiaco yesterday. Someone's got a witch's hat out.
Oh.
One witch's hat. I didn't need to park, but I nearly drove right over it. I nearly drove in.
I've got. I need.
Oh, here he comes.
Here we go.
This
so
guy.
We used to live in East Melbourne, which is not actually East Melbourne, like.
That's right.
It's a suburb. It's a tiny suburb of the MCG. Jollymont there. We're sort of where the cricket nets are. We had a house and there's little one-way streets.
Yeah, here we go.
Now, that gets pretty busy around footy games at the G, the streets. They're very busy. So I used to have a couple of witches hats. I'd just go put up there like it was a construction site. I used to have the barrier. So it used to look like the ground collapsed. And then Dad would ring and say, mate, 2 minutes away.
2 minutes? There's that sinkhole going
pull
out the front.
Pull out the witch's hats, throw them back over the fence. Hard left, Dad. Hard left. Got a meter left. Top bang. Done. Let's go to the footy. See
you're
you, mate.
One of us.
Yeah, I'm a gutter trash dog.
Is anyone out there saving parks? 133353. Is it acceptable to save a park by standing in it? Or putting out an elaborate construction, pretending there's a sinkhole in front of your house. It's not okay. Is there any mode where it's all right? Justin's in Thornley. Hey, Justin.
How are we?
Can you ever do it? We're good. Can you ever stand in a car park and go, drive on, I've got this?
No, you definitely most cannot. I had the same situation. My daughter had COVID and she got an infection in the kidneys.
Ooh.
I had to take her to the hospital because she ended up spending 5 days in intensive care. And there was this person standing in the car park and wouldn't move, so I had to find another car park. It's unethical.
It's not the Absolutely. Option I would have chosen, Justin, but I appreciate what you did. How is your daughter, mate?
Oh, she's much better. She's out now. She's definitely much better.
Good to hear.
That's fantastic, Justin. And he didn't choose violence. You are a better man than me, Justin. Yeah. That's impressive.
Pat, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Blocking Pat. Car parks while you wait for your car to arrive.
Absolutely not.
Oh, mate, see the passion in the voice? Keep going, Pat. What are you going?
You can't pitch a tent in the car spot and just expect to stay there till one of your family or friends show up.
Amen. Have you ever had this where you've had to tell someone you should get out of that space because my car's coming in?
I have, and many, many years ago. And I wasn't quite as nice as the last caller.
Yes.
And
I get it, Pat.
They moved, Pat. I'm getting out of that. They moved out of this space.
They were sitting on the bonnet by the end of it.
That would have been
crushed between me and the car in front otherwise.
Yeah, right.
Quick move. Okay. See, and this is what standing in a car park does. Don't do it. Can you ever do it? Is it ever acceptable? Finally, Ash is in Two Rocks. Ever. Can you stand in a car park ever and save it, Ash?
Look, there's a time and a place, I reckon, Michelle. I mean, if you're parking your Mazda 3 in Leaderville, then probably not the right time.
Yeah, sure.
But, if you're down at Deepwater Point and you got some mammal or soccer mum parking in a boat trailer parking, then yes, bloody hell, you can stand in there.
You're trying to fend off trailer parking. Now, that's a whole nother problem.
No, I get it. When the old the Toorak tractor, the BMW that doesn't have a boat, is trying to park where they shouldn't.
Or worse than a Toyota Yaris. I'll just nip in here.
Well, the Yaris, you just pick up and roll it down the boat ramp, don't you? I tell you what, there is a uniting moment when you own a car park too, and you look, pick a time, Christmas time, you want to get to Karen Up Shops, you're looking for a park. Someone eye contacts you leaving
goes,
the shop.
I'm leaving.
And points to where they're going.
Oh, yes.
And you know quick smart where to go.
That's charity.
Keep them coming, 133353. If anyone thinks this is okay, 133353.
Unite with fellow shoppers.
Tell you what. Kiss. You can't ever stand in a car park.
Nah.
Ever.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
All right, Pat. It's time for your favourite game show. Let's meet today's contestants. This washed-up footy star can be found working hard at his local sporty. It's Xavier Ellis. You can find her stumbling her way through Specsavers. It's Michelle Anderson. Yes, you're the next contestant on Daddy-O Radio Game Show.
Yeah, welcome to it. Cameo Radio Game Show, a bit of a demolition at the moment. Five plays one in favour of the X-Men.
Listen, I'm coming in with a new angle today. I'm coming in with a devil may care attitude.
Okay, good. I like that.
I just
that.
Don't even care. Brashness. And that's how I'll
For
win.
Free spirit, that's how I do it. Yeah. I don't even know who half these people are.
And the worst thing is, I do. Yeah. And you're beating me convincingly.
Yeah. So I just think, what would they think they'd like to be priced at? And that's where we go.
It's from the heart. Yeah. All right, I'm running with that. I don't care. Just throw something. So what happens again? What do we do?
So I'll give you a celeb and you have to guess how much they were charged for a personalised video message.
Off Cameo.
Right. Closest to the pin wins. Now, we have a theme today.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because our old mate Basil Zemplis is leaving us. The theme
is... He's got a tie on today, Baz.
I know.
He's looking sharp. He's got some nice cufflinks as well.
Yeah. Celebs who went into politics is the theme today.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Our first one. He's a famous boxer. An 8-time world champion, and he's also a Philippines senator, Manny Pacquiao.
Hi, this is Manny Pacquiao. Carlos, I hope you lose 30 pounds. Good luck and congratulations to your wedding. God bless you.
Oh, bless.
There he is, Manny Pacquiao.
A weight message from Manny Pacquiao, isn't that? I hope you lose that 30. Good on you.
How much are we thinking?
Oh, I do like Manny. Yeah. Okay.
World famous.
I don't care. Okay, I don't care.
Yeah, so I don't care.
Say,
125.
Because I think he wants to be accessible to his people.
Yeah, and I get that, but he was fighting for millions and millions and millions.
Oh, well, hence he doesn't need the money from
Cameo. I would say 1,500.
1,500.
Closest to the
pin. To the X-Men. Closest to the pin, Michelle. 1,500 plays 125. This is the first time this has happened. Xavier is bang on. 1,500.
Are you
on the nose?
He's on the...
Play some music or something, Sean.
We haven't won yet.
I've got to... I'm going to start caring because that's not working. Okay, here I come. I'm caring. Okay. Who's the second person?
Second contestant is an AFL legend, a commentator.
Oh, great.
Back in the 90s, Jeff Kennett floated the idea of this man running in the Liberal Party. He's a stand-up comedian as well. I'm talking about Billy Brownless.
Some advice on your Bucks Day. This is what we're going to do. We'll start with some bacon and egg. Then we'll have a Big M chocolate milk. So we've got a bit of milk there to layer the guts, all right?
Oh, my God.
And then frothies, all right, Scotty boy? Frothies. And then we have a quaddy. Doesn't matter if it's Caulfield or Ramwick or Donald, wherever. $20 in each for a quaddy. Then frothies, and more frothies.
I want to be part of that day.
Yeah, mate, that sounds like my Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. I just don't have the Big M.
Billy.
I'll go 300 for fat.
300 for fat. X.
I'll go. 300. I'll go 350. I do believe that we've got audio of him at a press conference.
Remember when he did step a foot in the political
world? Yeah, that
world.
Wouldn't
this
have
is
gone
hilarious.
Well, would it?
No, listen to his doorstop walking out of a meeting.
Oh, I think it's I've heard this one. I'm just going
to...
Just talking to the producers who wrote a message. Oh, I've got his political message bit of audio that Sean
can
play.
Play that at the end.
No, let's just move on. You've absolutely missed the moment.
No, okay, so hang on. So Billy Brownless for a cameo. What did I say?
You said 350. X said 300.
I reckon you're going to get this, Michelle.
Well, I'm caring about it now because the lack of care.
You'd be wrong because he charges 150, which is... The win to the X-Men.
Stop it. Can I please try and... I do this every week. Can I try and save some face?
Yeah, okay.
Well, far away.
Last one.
I am sick, though, too.
Righto.
You just spat on the mic.
Righto.
I didn't.
Mate, you're phlegm on your chin.
It did not. Shut up.
Gross.
Stop it.
Olympian, reality star, ran for pre-selection for governor in California as a Republican last year.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Caitlyn Jenner
here.
Not who I was thinking
about. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
we wish you
so
a Merry Christmas.
So I thought it was
going to
be Arnie.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnie. Yeah, right.
Okay, so...
Oh, no.
Caitlyn Jenner... Again, I'm going to get up the foul area.
Well, Kardashian kind of circle.
Yeah. I'm going to give it around $2,000. Around two, just oh, around, on the dot.
On the dot,
$2,000 for a Caitlyn.
2K.
And just maybe the $1,750 for me.
$1,750. Caitlyn Jenner charges $3,750. That's what.
There you go.
You know what? I see charity. I know charity when I see it. Well, it was a hollow saving.
Do you feel better about yourself?
No, not at all. Not at all. And
I just threw away a silly little, Manny Pacquiao, I was
fitting 100.
Yeah, come on, X. Don't make it so obvious.
God.
That's 6-1 on the leaderboard.
I don't like this game. I'm going to get it taken off the show.
We've got a week off, so you can go practice.
Sharpen my skills.
In October.
My mum will be like, do you want to go out to lunch? No, mum, ask me how much Manny Pacquiao costs.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts and even our energy.
It's Dave, Michelle and Baz's.
Thanks, Basil.
The first we need to talk about him a little bit more in the infamous Thanks, Basil speech. I'm talking, of course, about this.
And to speak from your heart, you need to have courage. You need to be honest and authentic.
If you can recreate that, you could be winning a pretty awesome prize, X-Man.
Oh, that's right. $500 Harvey Beef collection. Yes. 65-inch LED.
LED.
The LED 4K TV. And 10 boxes of beer to watch the grand final on Saturday, of course. Sydney Swans, which Kirky's team, where he coaches, will be playing via the Geelong Cats. I went through his record before.
Oh, premiership record.
Premiership captain, best and fairest, All-Australians. Yeah. Robert Rose for most courageous player in the competition. Award after award,
absolutely brilliant.
Man, oh man.
And what a boundary rider.
Yeah, mate, a unique individual. And I love that about him. But we recreated it. That's what we're doing.
Yep.
Recreate triplem.com. Submit your entry. All the stuff's there. Yep. But this morning we've got our very own West Coast Eagle.
We do.
And we've got the Beast.
The Beast thing?
Yeah, the Beast.
What?
So
who's the Beast again? He does your statistics.
Out of the stats box and onto the radio for breakfast.
Yeah. Yep. The TV. He's been on, is it Little Rock, the big TV show?
Little Rock.
Little Rock.
Yeah.
He's on Little Rock at the moment.
Star. Yeah. Whatever it is.
He's a star of the Beast.
He's a star of the Beast. Absolutely.
Did we ring up and ask for Dennis and we got the Beast committee? Is that what happened?
I don't want to go into the details.
We might have got the better committee.
I'm just looking at the producers.
A little bit of that.
Very vague. Yes. All right, who do we want to have a little listen to first? Who's had a run through?
Start with Duggo, finish up the Beast.
Liam Duggan, here he comes.
We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts. We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy.
Yes.
Jeez, he's nailed the
pauses. So he was overseas doing that too, and he was using his partner's
hair straightener.
What's the other?
The GHD, good hair dye.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. There you go. So that was him. Now the Beast...
Well, he can act, the boy.
He can.
He can act.
You know?
I mean, he can throw his heart and soul into any role he's
Beast
asked Freckle to play.
Off becoming a WWE wrestler.
Heard this. Get ready for the goosebumps. Are you ready?
Go, Beastie.
And to speak from the heart,
you
need to have courage. You need to be honest and authentic. We're not always going to get it right. And sometimes you might not agree with us. But that's okay. Because just like you, we care. Thanks, Basil.
Yeah, good.
Tell you what, he sounds like Russell Crowe in Gladiator. What a voice he's got.
He's good. And the rig, they reckon him and I lift pretty similar.
Is that right? You know what he should be on.
Why, when I compare myself to someone, I always get laughed at?
You do lift pretty similar. When you both go into Woolies and get two roast chooks each.
And I eat mine with the skin on. He doesn't.
That's it.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, Basil, I must say today, I wish my son Teddy's happy 4th birthday today.
Saw you chatting to Teddy earlier this morning.
Oh, yes.
So birthday presents were split in half because, and I feel a little sorry for him because I'm not there this morning, but so he gets half in the morning when there and then half later tonight when I am.
How many did he get?
Well, about 10.
What?
No. But like, you know, the cheap sort of Hulk figurines.
Put that in one little bag.
Yeah, so nothing too expensive or anything like that. An iPad and all that sort of stuff. But that was from mum and dad.
Just a small Range Rover that the children can drive.
Just a little Merc that he got for his 4th. But so pretty basic sort of stuff. But people are coming over tonight for dinner.
Right, oh, nice. Exciting.
So Wednesday night, usually we do dinner at the O'Connells anyway.
Oh, yes.
But it's at ours tonight.
Johnny and Pam.
O'Connells, yeah. Are they your in-laws?
In-laws, right. Yep. So Wednesday night's usually that sort of stuff. But we host tonight. And oh, nice. I've got a smoker for Father's Day.
Oh, lovely.
And maybe we get the smoker going. Oh. I thought maybe I'm not ready for that moment.
Teddy would love that.
Not ready for that. So I said, stay away, but I will do a birthday cake, Em.
Yeah, no. Are you going to do a birthday cake?
I was so impressed.
Done.
You've done it.
Last night, up all night last night, got the birthday cake. Ted loves Hulk. Ted loves Hulk smash. So that's all they yell out. Anyway, so last night, I got the mix master out and a bit of flour and vanilla essence and all that sort of stuff went in. And I've made a cake for Ted.
I tell you, I saw the picture that you sent where it was coming out of the oven. High, fluffy,
is
looking
it green?
Good.
Did you have to make it green?
Green. So I had an issue last night because what's the thicker stuff called that I was using? The icing?
It's like a pre-made icing.
So the icing, I had to fold, it was really stiff. I had to fold in like the yellow, the green ink.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to the toilet, so I had a green tadge for about 24 hours. But anyway, that was
the first time I've heard.
I'll fix that when I get home. But
I'll fix it.
I had to wash my hands 15 times.
Yeah,
well,
right.
You know, yeah.
There'll be no skin left. Anyway, so last night I'm on the cook up, and I don't know, Baz, you tell me what you think. I think.
Right. So instant reaction here live.
It's like the Hulk's
going to be showing the photo
that you've actually.
So I've tried to make a Hulk cake.
Right.
Here he comes. Have a look at that, Baz.
Oh no!
It looks like a happy emoji.
Do you know what I think it looks like, Baz? And I applaud you for having a go.
What?
It looks to me, it looks like the Grinch.
Oh,
the style.
What do you think?
But
well, it's green. It's green. You got the green right. I'll give you that. You got one element right, and that's the green. What did you say it looked like?
The Grinch. That
it looks
stole
like
Christmas.
Dr. Seuss a bit.
Yeah, the touch of Dr. Seuss.
I mean, the Hulk's supposed to be scary.
As I was doing it, Nana did text, "Hey guys, is there room in the freezer for the ice cream cake?" So she'd gone out of the way to organise a cake.
Yeah.
So there will be enough protection for Ted tonight when. What do you call it? Happy face emoji.
And
Shrek.
The Grinch
turns up.
Dr. Seuss.
But what do I do? 1, 2, 3, 5, 3. Dads, we try our hardest. There's no Hamish Blake moment. I was trying to have my Hamish Blake moment.
Points for effort, though.
Well done.
Well done.
And
you've had
a crack. I think that's the thing about dads. We have a crack. And
we do.
Sometimes we look silly. And I look like an idiot
do
right now.
Do you know what? I think having the crack, that's just salute that. It doesn't matter whether the cake's great or not.
Respect.
You went in there and you had a go.
Respect, X-Man.
Right. Sometimes. Let's open it up. Dads out there. Party fails. The kid's birthday party. You're trying to get involved. You're not very good. I think 1, 2, 3, 5, 3. I've been left with a green penis and a bad cake. So, I mean, that is a fail if I've ever tried.
No one wants that.
No one wants a greenie. No one.
Dean Greenwood. Okay, what happened? It was about 10 years ago at Christmas, I believe.
Yeah, so Dad's thinking, Dad was always right. Never listens to the wife. So decided Christmas Eve we'd wrap all the presents and the wife said, "Now we should hide them away, otherwise you'll find in the morning they'll all be open." I thought, "Nah, you'll be right, the kids are fine." Got up Christmas morning at 5 o'clock, every single present was unwrapped, all the wrapping paper all over the house, all the chocolates all over their face, the stockings gone.
Ouch.
Dad fail.
Dad, famous last words, they'll be right.
Yeah, no, they're fine.
It'll be fine.
They're good, no dramas. It's like the basketball ring I had to set up for Ted last year, for his Christmas present that I got him, and I thought at about 8 o'clock, and you know how hot it was at Christmas?
8 at 9. Oh, it was
boiling. It was sweltering hot, and I jumped out, pulled the backboard out, and started to put it together. It was out there to midnight, and hadn't even got the ring on the backboard yet, let alone the stand up. Poor old Ted woke up with.
Dad swearing?
No, just the ring.
No,
just the actual ring. I just held it up all day. Haven't been dumped, mate. This is a ripper, this one. How low do you want it?
At least it wasn't green.
Hold on. We got Alex here. Alex from Thornley. What, your dad had a bit of a swing and a fail. What went on?
How you going, guys?
Good mate.
I just want to say, thanks, Baz, for all your service, mate. You're a champion.
Bless.
Very kind, Alex. Thank you, my friend.
A couple of years ago, we had some bees in our house just above the bay window of my mum and dad's room.
Dad thought,
I reckon I could take care of this. No, Dad, we'll get the pest control. He goes, no. We'll smoke it out.
Yep.
So he gets out there, and he drills a hole into the bay window, into the plasterboard, and he gets an incense candle and he pops it in there. Anyway, a couple of hours went by. I had to go to soccer training, so I went to training, came back, and I walked in, I went, wow, the house is really hot. Like, what's going on? And Dad goes, oh, I don't know. It's just a bit of a remnants from what I did. And I was like, no, 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 it's way too hot. And I went and touched where the hole was, yeah. And it was really hot. And I was like, no, oh. No, nah, something's wrong there. Mm. So Mum goes, no, no, let's call the fire brigade. Like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Dad goes, no, 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 we'll just get the hose. And I was like, no, no, we're calling the fire brigade. Anyway, the brigade came and said, basically, if you guys didn't call us in the morning, your house would have been burnt down.
Wow. Just Dad jamming incense sticks into walls.
Just
trying
to smoke the bees out. No dramas.
So I've
smoke
seen this out. On TV once. Yeah, hold on.
You get the spray, and then they're all, you've got to just find the queen bee. Move the queen bee. Put it in the clip. Take it outside.
Oh, Alex's dad. Brilliant. Jeez.
Anyway.
Nearly burnt the house down.
Good try.
At least he doesn't have a green tag.
Good try.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Basil's Top 5.
Want to make a big splash?
No, it's all about you.
It is on this occasion.
Hang on a minute.
So good.
Yeah, all week we've been counting down so Basil's good. Top 5 moments. It's been quite a journey.
And you know what? I'm really pleased that we've been counting down the top 5 because, Michelle, as much for your, but you haven't been here for the whole journey.
Well, touch. I've had a real bad sleeping problem before I got here, though, so I would be up. I did hear a number of morning screamers, etc.
But also, I think, you know, you've been exposed to flexible Baz. But
I haven't
previous
seen.
Previous Baz.
Unflexible.
Yeah. Previous Baz was rigid. All nose to the grindstone.
Yeah.
All hands on the wheel.
In at 2 a.m., all this sort of stuff. Yeah. So much so, Michelle did say to me when you were out flexing before, any chance we can do 6 to 10 the week after Baz leaves? I just keep unwrapping moments.
That right?
Wow. Okay. All right.
All right, let's relive from 5 to 1 how it's played out.
5.
Channel 7 have recommissioned This Is Your Life.
Yeah.
And the very first episode is on Olympic hero Ian Thorpe. We are delighted to let you know that you will now be included as part of the special event.
4.
Are we the only ones that can't stand the Irwins? That stupid accent that Bindi's got.
3.
You're not possibly talking about the time I was rescued at Noosa.
So now we've got a situation where Hoppo's sitting there watching this fella just swim like an absolute clown.
You don't know how far out I was, mate.
Which I could not get out.
2.
The Lord Mayor of Perth has COVID.
Harrowing stuff.
Such a tall man fighting for his last breath.
Paramedics said this, but we can't believe this bloke's alive. I actually said that.
Wow.
Valeria! you'll get the humour in this, X. So, and now I've made this very clear. I mean, I'm not going in other directions in my political career, but now when I hear those back, I can't help but think. If I ever was doing that, what are they pulling out to play back? But then here's the real punchline. You'll love this. I go, brilliant. It sounds terrific.
You know, all right. That's 5 to 2. Have you got any ideas?
Oh, well, there's been so many, Michelle. I mean, there was the moment. There was the moment we had the sandwich in here. What a moment that was.
Called it shit sandwich.
Sandwich. That was the feedback from management.
There was the time that Jenna got the news right. Remember that time?
There was the one time.
That's unfair. The one time she got it right.
There was the time that there was the time that Tim the boss said, "So, what did you like from today's show?" See, that happened a lot. Then it stopped. There's so many. Honestly, I'm finding it almost.
Just play charm before we pull it.
I'm finding it almost impossible to pick what the number one moment is. But I tell you what, Michelle.
Jesus, are you with us?
Yes.
It'll be good.
It's my favourite. You ready? Is everyone ready?
Are we good?
Number one.
Here we go. Moment.
First place.
Very Aussie to call a sausage a sandwich.
Baz was born without a chest.
Pulled the recorder out the other day.
Oh, God, syphilis!
Basil's world record for the longest nose.
There's a guy by the name of Mehmet Özurek. He's a Turkish man and he's in the Guinness World Records for the largest snoz in the world.
Oh, hang on, X-Man.
How big?
Just out of interest.
Only 8.8 centimetres.
Well, where do you measure from?
From the bridge to the peak.
You think I'm a chance to give this bloke a shake?
What a double-page spread. Rick and Sue
on one page. Longest continuous news reading duo anywhere in the world. And on the other page, Basil's emphasis. Biggest schnoz in the world.
Pull out the ruler. Righto, put it on.
All right, okay.
Jam it on.
Outrageous.
Starting
party.
On
yeah,
there
I'll
now.
Go side.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, the whopper side on.
Hang on, X man. Absolutely outrageous behaviour this is. I'm the Lord Mayor, you blokes. Look out, Mermaid. Moment of truth.
8.6.
Hang on. Biggest in the Southern Hemisphere.
Bash, you haven't got the biggest dogs in the world, but you're 2 mil short.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Mate, so do you reckon it's grown in the last 12 months? Do you reckon we got an extra 2 mil out of it?
I tell you what.
Can you, so that's what I was exposed to in here. That's what I was exposed to.
I know.
A magical moment to top all of the magical moments.
Mermaid
woke up on the other side of the world hearing someone's attempted the world record.
Waking
and just fallen short.
Yeah.
His Twitter feed had gone, man. Who is this Basil Zempelis?
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest's trophy cabinet is jam-packed.
Unbelievable! The footy gods are here!
All-Australian, two best and fairest, AFL Players Association's Best Captain Award, Robert Rowe's Most Courageous Player in the League Award, and he captain in an AFL Premiership.
Who would have thought the sequel would be just as good as the original?
This man is the definition of the iconic Bloods culture. He put Perth's little old Basil in the national spotlight.
Thanks, Basil.
Please welcome AFL legend, Brett Kirk.
Oh, Kirky, hey. Good morning. Michelle Anderson, Xavier Ellis, and lovely to catch up with you again, mate. Wow, what a record, Kirky.
Good morning. Thanks very much.
Kirky, you spent some time over here in the West. So despite all of those great things that happened in Sydney, we forget that you were part of the WA furniture with Freo under Rossi Lyon for a little bit, and fond memories of having the Kirk tribe over here in Freo.
Yeah, that's right, mate. In 2013, we drove across the country and with my wife and five kids, and we set up camp over in East Freo for 3 years, really successful period for the Dockers. Fortunate enough to be involved in the grand final in 13, and love the place. It holds a special memory. Some really good friends still over there.
Kirky, big weekend for the Sydney Swans, and they're super familiar with the grand final environment. You've been there as a club many a time. How's this week shaping up for the club?
Yeah, it's interesting being in Sydney. It's a lot different to any other footy state. So you don't sort of get petrol from the petrol station or get in a supermarket and sort of someone recognises you and starts talking about the grand final coming up. It's a pretty easy vibe around the place. We had an open session yesterday. There was quite a few people there, but other than that, it's sort of business as usual for us.
Nice. And exciting yesterday, Buddy Franklin saying he'll stay on as well.
And what a way to do it.
I know. Just one slip more. It in there. Just, one more.
Yeah. I personally didn't think Lance was ever going to play anywhere else. I think there's a few things that had to fall in line. He's a really strong family man, and him and Jacinta obviously had to make a decision on what was next for them and the family. And I think it's fantastic that he's signing on for another year. He's a great fella, great guy to have around your footy club, and he's still playing some really strong footy.
Yeah, and everyone, of course, was like, oh, like we were saying earlier, oh, maybe 6 years or so, and here he is, phenomenal.
Punches out of the 10, no dramas there. Hey, Kirky, just a quick one. Josh Kennedy, who I think's been one of Sydney's champions.
Our Josh Kennedy?
Josh Kennedy.
Oh, don't bring it up.
I've seen him sitting on the bench a few times. What's his role at the moment? He'd obviously be envious that he's not out there, but he looks to be playing an important role.
Yeah, Josh is a really strong leader around a footy club, and he's involved in everything other than putting the boots on game day. So, during the week, he's involved with prep. He comes in and sits in a part of the match committee, and we look at the opposition. And game days, he's helping out with Coxie around stoppages. He's got a really great footy brain, and he obviously has got great relationships with our players to be able to talk to him game day.
It's a big day for everyone at the club, obviously, and shapes as a huge grand final. Kirky, we heard the thanks, Basil, there at the very start in the intro. Can you believe a little innocuous opener that we did at, I think it was Etihad or Telstra or what, a Colonial, or whatever it was at the time.
Had about 30 names.
For a round three Essendon versus Port Adelaide game would still be kicking. In fact, it's probably grown legs since then.
It's certainly grown legs.
I have a giggle because yeah, my son, all his mates, they know it off by heart. They give me a fair bit of stick around it. I walk around the boundary and someone yells out, "Thanks, Basil." So,
it's
funny how it's, I was fair dinkum. I was kind of like, it was the first time our Saturday Arvo crew were together. So I thought, I'd do something different here other than talk about the weather and the tension in the rooms and have a bit of a yarn. And I've copped a bit of stick over the time, but I was actually wasn't taking the piss at all. It's fair dinkum.
No, it's absolutely magnificent. Yeah, I love it.
You've put him on the big stage, Kurt. Was it preempted, or did you just feel it and went with it?
Well, I knew, because that was my first sort of intro into media, so I didn't have too much training or anything, and I knew it was my first cross with the Saturday afternoon team, so I had a little bit of a think about what I'd like to do, and then... and then just threw it out there.
I love it.
Honestly, Kirky, I mean, the funny thing for me is that I mean, obviously I was with Mick and I threw down to you, but I wasn't involved in what you then had to say. I thought it was brilliant. I loved it. But people call it "Thanks, Basil," and so without even being involved, I've had all the kudos and notoriety, Kirky. Thank you.
No, all good, mate. No problems at all.
Yeah. Is it a little bit too far that Basil suggested to Gil McLaughlin that the "Thanks, Basil," because it was voted the biggest moment in AFL history, gets the lap of honour? Is that just a step too far on Saturday?
You and I in a car, open top at halftime, Kirky.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure about that, but... it's very funny. My son's mates, they were all got on board for that voting, and I just
thank you. I love it. That's so fantastic.
Well done, Kirky, mate, and good luck for the weekend. Sydney, a fantastic spot. We're in to watch a huge grand final for the neutrals as well. So all the best, mate, with the Swannies.
You're a ripper, Kirky. Yeah. Can you give us a thanks, Basil, thanks, on the way out?
Good luck for the next adventure, Basil. Thanks, Basil.
Great game for the Sydney Swans on you, brother.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. You can get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for just half price. Terms and conditions do apply though. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. All Rimmel, Sally Hansen, your mates, Nude by Nature.
Mate,
all half price.
I was there yesterday and did I immerse myself? You betcha. Yep.
Do you treat it as a half price or you treat it as a 2-for-1?
I treat it as just whatever I want to happen. I was like, this is dirt cheap. Get everything. Do you need that, Michelle? Not really, but I'll take it.
I think you got the price wrong there. They go, no, it's half price.
Yeah.
Wow, we have lucky
bang, and there
Chemist
you are.
Chemist Warehouse, get in there today.
Let me say this. What do you say? What's your saying on this show? Feedback is your friend. Is that right? Well, I believe we have some feedback on the line. Paul's in South Perth. How are you, Paul?
I'm very well, thanks, guys. How are we all?
Oh, good, mate. Good, good. Listen, there's a twinge of, I don't know, disappointment, disgust. What is it in your voice?
Well, I'm not really sure. I don't know if you guys have run out of music or if it's just because Baz is gone and 5 minutes later everything falls apart.
What's happened there, Paulie?
You run out of music. You're playing Talking Heads on a loop.
We've played the same song how many times this morning?
Well, at least twice.
In a row.
I've been singing along.
I mean, once, great. Twice,
What's the song sound like?
Talking Heads.
How's it go?
He is correct. We did. Mate,
you don't want to hear me singing it.
This one.
This.
Oh, right, and I think once a year is probably enough for that one anyway. played it twice this morning, did we, Paul?
In a row.
In a row.
Whose fault would that be, Sean?
I'm looking at Baz for this one. He wanted it just last week.
Don't even start. I'm going over to the board.
Talking Heads twice.
Paul, I would like to apologise, mate, because one, it's not a good song, and two, we shouldn't be playing it back to back. So, Paul, mate, feedback's our friend, and I'll mark it off the list forever. How's that sound?
Glorious.
Good on you, Paul. Thanks, enjoy Paul. Not a long weekend tomorrow, but your public holiday.
God, the way this man critiques music, it's like he's a Beethoven.
That just gave me ammo to put a line through a song I didn't know. We'll never play that again. That's my stance on Triple M. I'm disgusted we played that back to back.
Great.
Never have to hear that again.
All right. Apologies, Paul.
Creed. What's Teddy into? That's the other one you like?
Avicii.
Avicii. He's an Avicii
man. I'm an Avicii man too. So any reason to listen to Avicii with Ted's always a good reason because it's his fourth birthday
today. Happy birthday,
I love him very
Ted.
Dearly and I'm very lucky to have him as my son.
Oh, now hurry up and go home. He's got those extra presents to unwrap.
Well, I can't. I've got about 85 things I've got to do today. And one of them, take a dog to a vet that's eyes falling out. So that's interesting.
Okay. Oh, that's
carrying the eye and a spare hand.
Oh, my God.
You just got to put it back in.
Happy birthday, Ted.
Here's a dog's eye.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Thanks for listening to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.